WBR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. There are still questions about a threat from Governor Abbott to remove political messages on Texas roads. In Houston, the Rainbow Crosswalk in the Montrose area has been a hot topic. Abbott has said if it's not removed, some local funding from the Texas Department of Transportation could be lost. In response, Houston Metro says they will remove it. Nancy Sims is a University of Houston political science professor. She told Houston Matters a few hours ago, it's unclear what qualifies as a political message.
The governor is attacking the rainbow crosswalks, but there are many roadside murals and varieties of representations along roads, the crosses that are set up on the highway between Houston and Austin. So does everything now fall into that category?
Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee has threatened to sue the state over Abbott's action. Now, during this morning's city council meeting, Mayor John Whitmire called the governor's call to remove the rainbows, quote, counterproductive in his first comments about the situation. He added that he has been in talks with LGBTQ groups from around Houston as the issue intensifies. Harris County has filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency after the Trump administration clawed back nearly $250 million for solar programs across the state. Here's our Sarah Gruno.
The lawsuit, filed in district court in Washington, D.C. on Monday, asserts that the administration violated federal statutes and the U.S. Constitution by rescinding funding already earmarked for the Solar for All program. Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee says that the Trump administration signed an executive order earlier this year to end the Biden-era program.
So what the EPA did here is just wrong. But it wasn't just that. It was unlawful. And it was pretextual. They never supported this program, so they made up a justification for killing it.
Harris County was one of 60 recipients across the U.S. that received grant funding for Solar for All, which was designed to save thousands of dollars for low-income households by expanding access to clean energy. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
81 degrees right now here on the UH campus. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.